With KAZU News, I'm Amy Mayer. The new school year is underway, and at Pajaro Valley Unified, additional services are coming. Earlier this year, the district received the third largest grant in a statewide program aimed at converting K through 12 schools into so-called community schools. KAZU's Elena Neal-Sachs visited Rolling Hills Middle School in Watsonville to see what the district hopes to accomplish.
Mm-hmm. So this is our school psychologist's office. The nurse office is right over here.
I meet Principal Selene Munoz at Rolling Hills Middle School on an early morning in late July, before students return from summer vacation. She shows me around the school's new wellness center.
The community school specialist office is right on that other office. Mm-hmm.
The wellness center is made up of one main room, about the size of a large classroom, with smaller offices attached. Colorful posters written in English and Spanish adorn the walls, and there are several couches and tables spread throughout. It's a place for students to hang out, but it's also where they can go to see a nurse or a psychologist.
So one of the biggest components of our wellness center is the fact that we needed to make sure that it was accessible to other services. Mm-hmm.
The wellness center is right across a courtyard from a food pantry that Munoz says will soon have laundry machines too. That's all coming thanks to the $32 million grant. The community schools concept is that schools shouldn't just be a place for education, but also a place for students and families to meet their basic needs.
The vision is that we're creating schools that are real community hubs.
Heather Contreras is the superintendent of PVUSD. She says in Pajaro Valley, the values underlying community schools have been around for a long time.
We look at how do we reach all aspects of the child, not just the educational math and English, but how are we also helping them to have their social emotional needs met, their artistic and creative needs met, and how do we bring their parents along with us in those endeavors?
Rolling Hills and six other district schools have been gradually adopting community school practices for a few years now. Contreras hopes this new influx of funding, which will be spread out over the next 5 years, will be enough to establish a solid foundation for all 35 schools in the district.
Where we want to be in 2030 is that this is just our way of being, that we as schools work to service the whole child, the whole family, the whole community.
At that point, she hopes the community schools framework will be embedded into the district schools. But getting there will take a lot of work, and the schools can't do it alone. Kendra Ferrer has been working in the community school space for 15 years, and she was brought on as a consultant while Pajaro Valley developed their grant proposal. She says one of the keys to making a community school sustainable beyond the life cycle of any particular grant is building strong partnerships with community organizations, like groups who run after-school programs, the local youth center, health clinics. She says it's important that schools and community groups have a shared interest in building the partnership into their budgets.
So you're not just paying someone to give you the service for the next 5 years, but you're actually building a relationship where you're in it together and you have a common goal of serving students.
For Munoz at Rolling Hills, the goal of all these services and partnerships is not only to prepare students for life after graduation, but to empower them while they're here. Sometimes that can be as simple as making sure they know what services and supports they have access to.
Because we have been working on this for a couple years now, we have more students who are aware about social and mental well-being, right? So they can access their counselors. The idea is to make sure that when they come here, they know how to access those services so that they can advocate for themselves.
At Rolling Hills, a lot of progress has been made, but there's plenty more to go. As we wrap up our conversation, Munoz wants to temper people's expectations.
So a lot of the things that you have seen, it has taken over 3 years to establish. We just received the grant in May. And so I think people need to understand that it's going to take some time for us to truly, you know, be successful.
As the new school year gets underway, students and families across the district are getting their first glimpses of what community schools can be, and an invitation to add their suggestions. Elena Neal-Sachs, KAZU News.